The Seattle Times has released their second annual critics poll of the best Seattle music albums of the year. The Times solicited input from more than 20 writers, radio tastemakers, and plugged-in media folks to compile this list. Michael Rietmolder curated the list and joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So there are 20 pretty great albums on the list this year, but we're going to focus on the top five. So let's get right into it with number five, which is an album from the unofficial mayor of Burien,
yes.
Travis Thompson, and his release Reckless Endangerment.
Yeah, Travis Thompson had a great year. This Reckless Endangerment being the first album that he's put out since signing with Epic Records, which of course is always kind of a big deal when, you know, local artists are getting, you know, attention from some of the major labels. So this was kind of his big first full length since that deal, and he really came through on it. His style is like a really good balance of what you might say. He's a rapper that has bars, as you would say, where he's very lyrical and very precise technically, and then also can kind of blend that with some more kind of pop rap melodies, and, you know, hit you with like a really, really good hook, kind of an earwormy hook. So he's got a lot going on.
Swan dive, got my mama up in Swedish, hit the hill the first day to find some whiskey in the free. I was back in 96, and they fought that we defeated while he laid up on the court. I was toasting to the season, so an L never knew to me. Fell into the foolery, your favorite rapper in the back. We're moving, let the students see. I can tell it's all an act. I can smell a movie scene. How y'all be from legendary cities, this will do the least.
We're really going to switch gears, getting into number four on the list, the self-titled release from the band, Some Surprises.
Yeah, I love this record. This is one that you can sit down and just completely get lost in. There's sort of these dreamy, kind of psychedelic rock influences going on, you know, really, really thick, sort of dense, you know, reverb, these songs that just progress very slowly and methodically, and they really just kind of bloom into, I don't know, kind of these really big payoffs at the end. It's a great record.
All right, that was off of the self-titled release from the band Some Surprises. That was number four on the list this year. Number three on the Seattle Times Best Seattle Music Albums of 2019 list is an album called Bobby Ross from Seattle-Tacoma artist Perry Porter.
Yeah, Perry is one of the most uniquely talented artists in the area right now. He's both a rapper and a painter, you know, when you see him live, you know, some of his shows, he'll kind of incorporate both elements, whether it's him doing live painting or I think some of the more recent gigs I've seen him do, he'd actually pull up people from the crowd, and he's wearing these overalls, and he's giving them paintbrushes, and they're just painting on him while he's rapping and, you know, giving his performance, and just killing it. He's really, really been a treat to watch. He was formerly in a group called Sleep Steady, which was kind of this rowdier sort of mosh rap, very heavy, heavy beats, and he can still do a lot of that, right? He has these, you know, real hard-hitting sort of bangers, you might call them, but with Bobby Ross, you know, he can also, you know, kind of slow it down and has these real cool out kind of like deep grooving tracks. Really interesting, talented guy.
See, I'm a cubist in this movement, move my music like a rubric, change my perspective, no one's perfected. I've seen within my scene but still serene within my blueprint. Manic depressing, man, I've accepted. My heart echoes through this art deco. My dogs heckle but they all let go. I'm just seeking financial freedom. Enhance the kingdom. I really got plans to feed on the corn.
We'll switch gears noticeably again here, going to number two on the list of Seattle's best albums of 2019 with a release from Great Grandpa called Four of Arrows.
Yes. And since it's a theme emerging with all the gear switching we're doing this year in our top five, I like it. But yes, Great Grandpa, another record where this was a band that we've certainly known. Their first record was, you know, a little scruffier and kind of more on kind of the slacker rock sort of vibe. But with Four of Arrows, they kind of shifted things up a little bit where, you know, they're blending elements of kind of folk rock and emo and, you know, a little more lush arrangements and things going on. And this was a record that caught on, you know, they got a fair amount of love outside of Seattle as well. So this felt like a really big record for them. And actually, Chris Walla, the former Death Cab for Cutie, mm-hmm. you know, super producer, had really, really high praise for them. I forget the exact quote, and it's far more eloquent than I can attempt to paraphrase here. But you know, this was one that really turned a lot of heads.
Okay, that was number two on Seattle's Best Albums of 2019, album called Four of Arrows from Great Grandpa. And number one was just really intense when I listened to it this year, and just there was so much going on. And that is a record called Phantasmagoria by Guayaba.
Yeah, this is one of those albums that I think every time you listen to it, you kind of pick up new things because there's mm-hmm. so much going on. And it's only been about a month. And honestly, every time I listen to it, I'm picking out new elements that I find endearing. But this is one where Guayaba, 3 years ago, put out an EP and became kind of a critical favorite and, you know, all over the club scene. But this album, it really feels like they took their time, and it's this big kind of fully realized artistic statement where it's, I don't know, it feels kind of like a bizarro sort of hip hop fantasia kind of world to it that they built here. Real kind of, you know, some spooky arrangements and, you know, some strings from Laurie Goldston, who's an amazing cellist around town. Just a really ambitious, uncompromising album, and clearly it resonated with a lot of people. Soy Guayaba, what it do? I'm that buff as he grew up with the piercings and the tattoos. I refuse to settle for anything less than what I know. I'm moving those wallets out and pay, baby. You are incredible, tasty, tender, and edible. A magical blend of flavors. Well, Michael Rietmolder covers music for the Seattle Times and curated the second annual Best Seattle Albums of the Year list, which was voted on by more than 20 people connected to the music scene in the area. We have a link to the full list, all 20 albums, on our website, knkx.org. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thanks a lot. Always a pleasure. Cultural context that those people see cheeks, they react to cultural context that does not feel comprehensive about that content. That's content that I like, so can I prove my God? I still left the conscience that I crawled on my.